Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Emmy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a survey has found that two-thirds of Queenslanders would support daylight savings being introduced to the Sunshine State. The survey suggests that 66% of Queenslanders support the move. However, there is currently, quote, a lack of political will to make the transition, according to Associate Professor Thomas Siegel, who conducted the study. The survey is part of Siegel's yet-to-be-published research at the University of Queensland.
Queensland Health is investigating a cryptosporidiosis outbreak, a highly infectious disease in Gladstone caused by microscopic parasites. Acting Director of Public Health Margaret Young said, quoted, cryptosporidiosis is an intentional infection, sometimes referred to as crypto, and is caused by the parasite Cryptosporidium. Queensland infectious disease physician and clinical microbiologist Paul Griffin advised immunosuppressive people to pay more attention to the types of location it is in and avoid those.
In national news, while researching claims of abuse at Tasmania's Ashley Youth Detention Centre, lawyer Sebastian Buscemi found that children had been making complaints about the same members of staff. Mr. Buscemi made the discovery while involved in a class action in 2020 on behalf of more than 100 former Ashley detainees who allegedly were whipped, bullied, kicked and sexually abused by staff who continued to work at the centre. Tasmania's Commission of Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse released on Tuesday found that from at least 2007, the Communities Department was aware that current staff at the Ashley Youth Detention Centre was subject to allegations, but no action was taken until 2020.
More than 20 farming organisations joined together to write to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and plead for the Australian government to abort the plan to ban the live sheep exports. The letter said the prices for some sheep this week were at their lowest since 2007, and angry farmers blamed the government proposed bans for contributing for the price collapse. Agriculture Minister Murray was said, quoted, cattle prices around the country have fallen significantly as well, and that's nothing to do with the position on live exports of sheep or cattle.
In international news, Kosovo's President Vjosa Osmani has made accusations that Serbia and President Aleksandar Vučić were behind the shootout which occurred in Kosovo's north last weekend. President Vučić has denied the accusation, stating, quote, why this would be a benefit for Belgrade? What would be the idea? To destroy our position we have been building for a year. Serbia does not want war. President Vučić has also vowed to launch an investigation into the incident.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8 degrees in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.